天气很不好。我跟我太太讲，我说大概今天到了那聚会的人大概不会多。
I told my wife that there may not be a lot of people at worship this morning.
感谢主，我错误的估计了啊，这个教会的光景，我觉得这是神的祝福。
Well, praise God that my prediction was wrong, and it's a blessing to see everyone here today.
盼望神今天能用他的话语来造就我们每一个人。
I pray that God would use His word to edify every one of us this morning.
那么今天早晨我要跟弟兄姊妹们讲到读经的第三个这个信息。
I'd like to continue my series and the third message regarding the topic on the necessity of studying the Bible.
那么这个题目是讲到读经读神的话，能够增进信徒必要的知识。
And the message will focus on the title of the message is "Study the Bible will increase your important knowledge."
Yeah, 我觉得这个主要的这几个字就是必要的知识。
I think the main point and the main two words is important knowledge.
我主要今天早上要跟弟兄姊妹讲到，就是我们从圣经里头能够得到什么样子的知识，不平常的知识，是我们平常可能听不到的知识。
I'd like to share that what's this important knowledge is knowledge that we won't often hear.Of in the world, and this is important knowledge that you would find in God's Word.
我今早所用的经句是诗篇十九篇。
And the passage I would be using this morning is from Psalm chapter 19.
十九篇是一首很美的诗歌。
And Psalm 19 is a very beautiful psalm.
它里面的内容包裹得很广。
And the contents in this psalm is very broad.
我们几年前在春令会好像听到这一篇这个诗篇的内容。
And a few years ago, I believe it was during a retreat, we've heard the study of this psalm.
这首诗篇基本上是讲到神知识的广大。
And this psalm basically talks about the vast knowledge of our God.
讲到神的话语的奇妙。
It talks about the how God's word is amazing.
所以我们今天早上盼望能够从神的话里头了解。我们所认识的这位神，他是什么样子的一位伟大的神。
I pray that this morning that through this His word we'll come to understand how great our God is.
通常我们不读圣经的人都觉得圣经是一本宗教的书。
And usually for those of us that don't read the Bible, we often think about the Bible as just a book on a particular religion.
特别是在这个学校里头，在进修的人觉得圣经里头难免是些迷信。
Oftentimes in universities, they come to when they study the Bible, they come to say that it's just superstition.
但是我今天要跟弟兄姊妹们讲的内容，盼望能够让弟兄姊妹们觉得，哦，原来这些事情我还没听过。
I'd like to share with you this morning, hopefully, that the things I will be sharing you've never heard of before.
所以我很快把这个第一节到第六节读一下。
So I'll quickly read verses 1 to 6 first.
第一节到第六节是讲到神的荣耀。
And verse 1 to 6 talks about the glory of God.
诸天述说上帝的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段，这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语，也无声音可听。他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极，上帝在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有衣物被隐藏，不得他的热气。
Psalm 19:1-6. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. Let us pray.
主，谢谢你，让我们借着你的话语，对你先有一个正确的认识。
Lord, we thank you that we can, through your word, have a correct understanding of you.
我们再借着这里面的内容，让我们能够知道你话语的奇妙。
And through the contents of what we're going to study today, we can come to see that, how amazing you are.
主啊，你教导我们，让我们了解你是什么样子的一位神。
And Lord, you teach us, what kind of a God you are.
让我们能够了解圣经是神的话，不是迷信。
And let us understand that your word is, the Bible is your word, and it's not, just superstition.
主，你教导我们，让我们能够了解你是什么样子的一位大神。
And Lord, may you teach us, so that we can see, how great of a God you are.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这幸福生活的主要目的就是要认识神。
And the main purpose for true believers is to come to know our God.
我们信神基本的目的就是要能够多多的认识我们的这位神。
And when we believe in God, and that is our purpose, is to come to know him more and more.
今天许多基督徒把他们对神的知识跟和尚对他们菩萨的知识根本觉得毫无分别。
And today, many Christians, the knowledge that they have for God is no different from a person that believes in Buddha.
我们知道圣经是神的启示。
And we know that the Bible is God's revelation to us.
你假如认识神，你必须要从圣经的知识来认识他。
If you want to know God, you have to know him through his word, through the Bible.
所以我们看到罗马书十一章那里讲到我们神的事情。
So when we turn to Romans chapter 11, it talks about God.
我请我们看罗马书十一章33-35节。
And we'll look in Romans chapter 11, verse 33-35.
这是保罗在前面十一章里头都是讲到关于神的事情。
And here, the Apostle Paul talks about the things of God.
讲到神的圣洁，讲到神的这个知识的无限等等，最后这是他的结论。
And it talks about God's holiness and His infinite wisdom, and here in these verses is His conclusion.
他说身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终结何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁琢磨他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远，阿们。
Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and how inscrutable His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor? Or who has given a gift to Him that He might be repaid? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen.
对这三节经文，我个人有一个简短的一个解释。
From these three verses, I myself have a brief explanation.
讲到我们的神是一位什么样子的神。
It talks about what kind of a God that we know.
保罗在这几节经文里头到底讲了什么。
And what is Paul talking about here?
简单的说，神的说法是难测的，就是他做事的方法你没有办法去预测。
So very simply, it's saying that God's ways, there's no way for man to understand or predict God's ways.
第二就是讲到神的智慧无穷。
And the second thing is talking about His wisdom is infinite.
第三，他是万有之源。
And the third thing is that He is the source of all things.
所以保罗他对神的一个可以说啊，这个最后的一个形容或者一个赞叹，不出乎这三方面。
So Paul's description of God does not involves these three points.
而我们从圣经神自己的启示可以真正的得到关于他的正确跟必要的知识。
So from his word he has revealed to us and we can understand and come to know the important knowledge regarding our God.
这是诗，在这首诗里头我想提出三方面的。
And within the psalm, I'd like to bring up three points.
第一，他是创造的主。
The first is He is a creator.
圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
一切都是从他开始。
All things begin with Him.
创世纪第一章讲到神创造万有。
And in Genesis chapter 1, it says that God created all things.
在那章里头，创造特别的用一个希伯来文叫 bara.
And in the original language in Hebrew, it uses a specific word for creating, the Hebrew word bara.
就是讲到创造一样东西从没有到有。
And it talks about, this is referring to creating something from nothing.
所以万物跟人的始祖是神。
So all things, including man, is from God.
任何属于神的人必要有这样子的知识。
So all of us that belong to God must have this type of knowledge.
神假如没有创造这个世界上，这个宇宙之间就没有什么东西存在。
If God didn't create this universe, then this universe wouldn't be able to exist.
因为他是 创造的主。
Because he is the creator God.
第二，他也是大能大智的神。
Second, he is an all-powerful and all-knowing God.
第三，我觉得这个应该是我们必须要有的知识，就是神是大爱的神。
And the third point is God is a loving God.
在神所有的属性里头，我觉得最特殊的是神的爱。
Out of all the attributes of God, the one that stands out the most is God's love.
所以在约翰一书第四章第八节那里特别讲神就是爱。
That's why in 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 it says that God is love.
弟兄姊妹，为什么你不认识神？
Dear brothers and sisters, why is it that you do not know God?
因为你不了解什么是爱。
Because you don't understand what love is.
我们都喜欢被爱，也愿意去爱他人，特别是自己的家人以及啊那些可爱的，可是我们很少人真正知道什么是爱。
Well, we all want to be loved, and we want to love those around us, our family, those that are lovable, but we don't truly understand what love is.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道爱是什么？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you know what love is?
按照圣经来说，爱是一切的源头。
According to the Bible, love is the source of all things.
因为神爱人，神才创造了万有。
Because God loves man, that's why he created all things.
他造人是按照他自己的形象和样式造的。
And he created man in his own image.
他造了人之后，他给了人自由。
After creating man, he gave man freedom.
让人去选择自己要做什么样子的人。
So that man has the freedom to choose what type of man he should become.
神造了人，让人作为神的爱的承受者。
And God created man so that there would be the object of God's love.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道为什么神要造人？
And do you know why God created man?
他不是麻烦吗？本来没有事，现在造了人，一直都在违反神。
If you think about it, isn't it a nuisance that after he created man, man always rebels against him? Isn't that a new inconvenience for God?
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，你若是要爱人，你就要牺牲。
I often tell brothers and sisters, if you want to love, if you want to love fellow man, you have to sacrifice.
现在世界上很多人从来没有尝试过什么叫爱。
And in today's world, there's a lot of people that have never experienced what true love is.
所以对这些人来讲，杀人放火不算是一件坏事。
So to these people, murder and committing all sorts of crime is not a bad thing.
因为他们根本不知道什么是爱。
Because they don't understand and know what true love is.
所以我们常常会听到在新闻里头，有些人可以一动手就杀几十个人，我们不能够想象世界上怎么会有这种动物出生在世界上。
And we often currently hear in the news that a person can at one time kill numerous people. And we can't understand why there would be such animals that would be that would exist in the world today.
当你向这种人讲爱的时候，他没有办法能够领会。
And when you talk about love to these people, they're not able to fathom or understand.
神他爱人爱到一个地步，他可以牺牲他的独生爱子来救人。
And God loved man to such a degree that he was able to give and sacrifice his one and only son to save them.
所以我们可以这样子讲，整个宇宙人类的历史就是神的奇妙大爱的故事。
So as we look at the history of mankind, we can see that it is the a story of God's salvation for man.
为什么今天在世界上这么多的人没办法接受这个事实，就是神是爱的源头。
And why is it that there are so many people today that cannot accept this fact that love is from God?
原因就是因为他根本不懂什么是爱。
Because the reason is they don't truly understand what love is.
今天的世界上不能够接受神的这个救恩的，就是那些不能够领会什么是爱。
And there are many people today that cannot accept salvation and God's salvation is because they cannot accept what true love is. They don't understand what true love is.
所以弟兄姊妹，你若是要认识神，你必须要先了解什么是爱。
So dear brothers and sisters, if you want to know this God, you have to understand what true love is first.
所以这是读经的第一个结果，就是我们开始了解什么是真正的爱。
So as you read God's word, the first thing that you'll come to know is and come to understand is what true love is.
讲得很坦白的，当我们开始了解爱的时候，是我们开始有人性的时候。
To put it plainly, once we come to a correct understanding of what love is, that is the turning point of when we start becoming.
为什么世界上的人对神的这种牺牲的大爱觉得没什么稀奇？
Why is it that the people that hear of God's God's love, they don't think that it's a great thing or an amazing thing.
基本上的原因就是他根本不懂什么是爱。
It is because they don't understand what love is.
那我们可以简短的说，为什么我们要读圣经？
So in short, we can ask ourselves, well, why do we need to read God's word?
很坦白的，就是我们要了解什么是真正的爱。
And it is so that we can come to understanding of what true love is.
我们可以大胆的这样讲，离开了圣经，我们没有办法了解什么是爱。
And we can boldly say that apart from the Bible, we cannot come to an understanding of what true love is.
那么第二件事情我们要谈到，读经可以增进我们一般的知识。
The second thing we need to talk about is that reading God's word can increase our basic knowledge. Or
因为我们现在所讲的弟兄姊妹都是有现代科学方面的一些知识。
Because everything that we know now and what we talk about is from many scientific knowledge that we have.
那么 许许多多不了解基督教的人都认为基督教是迷信，不要跟信耶稣的人讲科学。
So people that don't understand Christianity, they think that Christians are just a bunch of superstitious people, and don't talk. They would say, "Don't talk to Christians about science because they don't understand science."
但是我今天要跟弟兄姊妹们讲的就是，圣经虽然不是科学的书，却包含了不少科学的真理。
But today I wanted to share, even though that the Bible is not a book on science, but it contains a lot of scientific principles and facts.
你假如对科学真正有兴趣的话，你应该要好好的读圣经。
And if you have a true interest in science, then you should be familiar with the Bible.
你会很惊奇的发现，原来在圣经里头有这么多的科学的解答在其中。
And you would be amazed that in the Bible you'll discover many scientific explanations within the Bible.
很多科学方面的真理，圣经老早就介绍给我们了。
There's a lot of scientific truths that the Bible has already revealed to us.
我只举出几件来，就是让弟兄姊妹们能够了解一下。
And I'll bring up only a few points so that we can, so everybody can understand.
在创世纪一开始就告诉我们一件事情，就是凡是神所造的活物都是各从其类。
And in the very beginning in Genesis, in the account of creation, we learned that all things were created to its kind.
这个是神创造植物分类上面所定下来的原则。
And this is the principle that he has given or established on the classifications of many types of plants or vegetation.
按照科学说，一直到现在，自然界的现象不能够跟神所定下来的分类相违背。
Okay, and what? Anything in nature is not contradictory to the word of God.
我们假如是学生物的话，我们会了解这基本的知识，就是生物把它分为纲目科属种等等。
So if you've learned biology, yeah, they're separated into different kingdom categories.
有一件事情我们发现，或者说我们在自然界发现，就是从科以上的生物没有办法互相的变换。
So we know that in nature, there can be no
anything above the category of families cannot interchange.
Okay. Anything above the category of family cannot be altered or changed.
所以这告诉我们一件事情，就是在宇宙中间，神定下了很多的规矩。
So this tells us that within this universe or within this world, there's a lot of rules that have been established by God.
生物学家用尽了很多的方法，要来证明人要怎么做就怎么做。
And biologists used all kinds of methods and schemes to explain that man can do whatever he wants.
可是神告诉人, 我不要你做的, 你怎么样也做不了。
But God tells man that if I don't want you to do something, then whatever method that you try, it cannot be completed.
我相信弟兄姊妹们都知道这件事情, 就是骡子, 这个骡啊, 是从马跟这个驴子来的。
I think most of you know that a mule comes from a horse and a donkey.
但是你怎么样也没有办法做回去，就是我不要这个马跟驴子生骡子，我自己要养个骡子出来。
But there's no way that you can reverse that. There's no way that you can produce a mule without a horse and a donkey.
神说，你这样子的话。
Because God says if you try to do that, then you are trying to break the rule that I've established.
结论就是,
so in conclusion is to man that it's impossible for you to do.
在以赛亚书40章讲到地是圆的。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, it talks about that the earth is round.
我们今天也知道地是圆的。
Of course, today we know that the earth is round.
但是我们一直要等到15世纪, Magellan 绕了地球一周, 他才肯定说,对,地是圆的,不是方的。
But we had to wait until the 15th century until someone traveled around the globe to prove that the earth is round.
以赛亚书是主耶稣基督之前700多年写的书。
Well, in the book of Isaiah, this book was written 700 years before Jesus was born.
所以我们这里就可以知道圣经原来懂得比一般的科学还要多。
So here we can see that in the Bible, we find that the Bible has more knowledge about science than most people today.
我们了解在现代科学里头一个很了不起的一个发明,
we know that there's a really huge discovery in the science realm.
这个就是 我们在物理上常常讲到的所谓万有引力。
This is what we refer to in physics, inertia, gravity.
在圣经里头, 在约伯的时候, 他就告诉我们, 世界上有一个力量, 叫做万有引力。
And in the book of Job, it already talks about that on this earth, there is a special force.
这个是在约伯记26章第7节。
And it talks about Job chapter
26:7.
Talks about a special force.
因为他讲到宇宙中间有一个力量, 让宇宙中间所有的星球是悬空的。
And in Job 26, it talks about that there is a special force in this universe that causes all the planets to float in space.
而现代的科学一直要等到17世纪, Newton 发现了万有引力。
And for us, we had to wait until the 17th century when Newton discovered gravity.
弟兄姊妹是不是觉得牛顿值得骄傲？
So do we think that we can be proud of Newton's discovery?
但是他要多等到差不多 一千年才能够得到他的诺贝尔奖金。
But he had to wait about 1,000 years to receive his Nobel Prize.
因为神老早就告诉人了，有一个东西叫做万有引力。
Because God already revealed to us this special force called gravity in His Word.
让整个的宇宙中间的星球都是悬空的。
And it describes how all of the planets in this universe floats and rotates.
第四，年轻人对我这个应该感兴趣，就是天地之间有一个动物叫做恐龙。
And the fourth point is that many of the younger people may be interested in is the topic of dinosaurs.
那我们去看的这个植物这个动物的这个书啊，我们就会发现恐龙是世界上几乎是很大的那个动物之一。
And when we look at we study animals, we know that dinosaurs are one of the largest animals. In this world.
哇，这些动物学家说恐龙不得了啊，特别是那种吃吃植物的这种恐龙，它的身体之大就简直是吓人。
And we know that the herbivores, the type of dinosaurs, are massive and huge.
所以这些生物学家就大家都在比，你觉得恐龙在多少年前就在地上走来走去啊
？So many of the scientists would have discussions on, you know, when did the dinosaurs actually exist and walked on the earth?
很多夸张，恐龙的年纪几十万年前，地上就有了恐龙了。
And many of them say that dinosaurs probably existed. Millions or billions of years ago.
可是按照圣经来说，这些人都是胡言乱语。
But according to the Bible, these people are all nonsense, talking nonsense.
在旧约的约伯记四十章，那里很明显的讲到吃草的恐龙。
And in Job chapter 40, it talks about one of the dinosaurs that is an herbivore.
然后在四十一章，很明显的，他在描写的是肉食的恐龙。
And then in the next chapter, chapter 41, it talks about carnivore dinosaurs.
约伯到现在最多也不过就是几千年而已。
And Job probably existed only 1,000 years ago. A couple thousand years ago.
最多我们可以回溯到大概5000年前，约伯是生在地球上的。
And to be more accurate, Job probably existed 6,000 years ago.
所以我们可以肯定的说，恐龙不是已经几十万年老了，没那么老。
So we can confidently say that the dinosaurs did not exist millions of years ago, but rather just in Job's time, about 6,000 years ago.
所以特别我们中间的年轻人，不要去乱夸恐龙已经几十万年前了。
So for the young people, don't say and claim that the dinosaurs existed millions of years ago.
假如约伯只是几千年的寿数的话，在那个时候地上已经满了恐龙。
Well, if Job, we know that Job existed about 6,000 years ago and dinosaurs existed during his time, then we can say that the dinosaurs existed about roughly 6,000 years ago.
第五点，在这个科学上，我们现在知道 有一种学说叫做什么？叫做这个宇宙它最后的结果是要毁灭的。
And the fifth point is what will be the result of this, of this earth?
因为在科学里的有一个有一门这个功课叫做热功学 entropy。
Because in science there's a particular topic called entropy.
Yeah. Entropy 告诉我们这个宇宙最后要慢慢慢慢变老要毁灭。
And entropy studies, and talks about the, what the universe will become. The universe actually ages and eventually will be destroyed.
圣经告诉我们整个的宇宙最后的结局就是神为他的儿女所建造的新天新地。
And in the Bible, God reveals to us that for His children, He will prepare a new heaven and new earth.
其他的都要毁灭。
Everything else will be destroyed.
所以将来我们看到在宇宙中间只有一个最美的一个建筑物，那就是信主的人的家乡。
So in the future, we know that there will be only one, architecture, and that is the home for all, home for all Christians.
所以弟兄姊妹们，现在应该知道为什么我不大看重洛杉矶的房子。
So dear brothers and sisters, that's why I don't really, hold any, don't see the homes in California as invaluable.
加州的房子跟我将来在圣城新耶路撒冷的房子没有办法相比。
Because the home I have in California cannot compare to the home that I will have in New Jerusalem.
圣经老早就告诉我们，我们现在所看到的这些东西很快就通通都没有了。
Bible already reveals that everything that we see or we have today will one day be destroyed.
第三件我要跟弟兄姊妹讲的是圣经提醒我们思想跟行为的关系。
And the third point is Bible also teaches us about the way of our thinking.
在全能神的面前我们的心思跟行动是没有分别的。
In, before an all-knowing God, our thoughts and our actions, have no difference.
诗篇139篇24节告诉我们。
In Psalm chapter 139, verse 24.
Yeah. 我们的行为是起源于我们的思想。
And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
思想终止于行为。弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？我们是先有思想。然后有行为，而行为是从我们的思想来的。
We first have thoughts, then followed by actions.
所以，弟兄姊妹，人的爱必然要有行动跟着来。
So that's why, love is followed by, actions.
约翰福音三章十六节怎么讲？
What does it say in John chapter 3 verse 16?
告诉我们爱要牺牲，爱要付代价。
It talks about that love has cost and love has sacrifices.
同样 我们的信心也必要有行动跟随。
In the same way, our faith needs to have action that follows.
神的审判似乎是按照人的行为。
God's judgment is determined by man's actions.
其实这里所说的行为也包括了我们的思想。
And these actions also include our thoughts.
这说明一件事情。
And this explains one thing.
我们的神他是看人隐秘的神。
Our God looks at the innermost being of a human, of man.
他的审判是从人的行为追溯到人的动机。
So his judgment is deemed according to a man's motivation or motives.
值得我们了解的是十诫里面的第十诫。
So when we look at the tenth commandment,
是讲到一个人内心的罪。
It talks about the sin of the heart.
主耶稣很严厉的责备法利赛人，是讲到他们假冒为善。
And Jesus rebuked the Pharisees because they were hypocrites.
假冒为善，弟兄姊妹，我们知道是心的问题。
When we look at hypocrisy, it's the problem of the heart.
所以我在上面讲的这个，因为时间的关系，所以我讲的快一点，就是讲到神完全了解我们心里面的光景。
So in short, because of time, we can say that God looks at or knows our innermost heart.
人可以去装假。
A man can put on a front.
但是神对我们的内心的光景完全了解。
But God sees and understands what is going on in our hearts.
这里告诉我们一件什么事情？
Well, what does this tell us?
神的儿女必须要过一个里外都透明的生活。
As God's children, you need to live a life that is transparent inside and outside.
今天很多基督徒都是过一种虚假的生活。
And today, many Christians live a very superficial and a fake life.
他们不晓得我们内心的光景在神的面前一目了然。
They don't understand that what they are thinking or what's inside their hearts is known to our God.
所以基督徒的生活必须是一个透明的生活。
So a life of a Christian needs to be a life that is transparent.
不只是在神的面前我们要透明。
Not only before God that we need to be transparent.
在人的面前同样的我们也需要神来帮助我们。
And in the same way, before man, we need God's help.
所以弟兄姊妹，做神的儿女不是一件简单的事情。
So, dear brothers and sisters, to be a child of God is not an easy thing.
基督徒没办法假装的。
A true believer cannot put on a front and be fake.
你的里面跟外面对神来讲全部通明的，他什么都知道。
Because God knows what's going on inside as well as the outside.
所以这告诉我们一件事情，就是你要做基督徒，你就要做个真基督徒。
So that tells us that if you want to be a true believer, a true follower, then you need to live a life that is like a true believer.
所以我在此地要跟弟兄姊妹们讲，做神的儿女不是一件简单的事情。
So here, I just like to point out that being a child of God is not an easy thing.
你不只是对人要里外通明，你在神的面前更需要如此。
Not only do you need to be completely transparent before man, But before God, you have to be even more transparent.
所以对于那些还不认识神的人, 我同样的要给你们一些警告。
So for those of us that are not yet believers, I also have warning for you.
千万不要以为基督徒都是装假的。
Don't think that all Christians are fake and superficial.
事实上基督徒不能装假。
In reality, Christians cannot put on a front and be fake.
因为对神来讲, 所有一切人的心, 跟他们的思想等等, 在他的面前, 都是透明的。
Because to God, he's able to see all things inside and outside of a Christian's heart.
那我的一个结论就是, 你们还不认识主耶稣的人, 请你们了解, 只有真基督徒, 没有假基督徒。
So my conclusion is to that for the non-believers is that there are only true believers or true Christians. There's no fake Christians.
所以我们的结论是什么? 你要信神了。
So our conclusion is this, that you need to believe in God.
你要信圣经里头的神。
You have to believe in the God that is that the Bible talks about.
因为只有他是真神。
Because only He is the one true God.
然后, 你若是要信神,
and if you want to believe in this God,
你必须要从里到外都信,
you need to believe inside and out.
至少我劝你们不要去乱批评基督徒是假的。
At least don't criticize that Christians are fake.
假如他是一个真正的基督徒, 他必然是一个从里到外都是雪亮的基督徒。
So if he is a true believer or a true Christian, he would be transparent inside and out.
为什么我们有这样子的把握?
Why do we have this type of confidence?
因为我认识我们的神。
Because we know this one true God.
我从什么地方? 认识我们的神。
Well, where do I come to know this God?
圣经。
Through the Bible.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 读圣经, 要爱神, 要爱人, 这个是我们基督徒该做的。
So dear brothers and sisters, what we need to do as true Christians is to read the Bible, love God and love man.
我们可以骗得过全世界的人,
and we can deceive and fool everybody in this world.
我们没有办法在神的面前装假,
but we cannot be fake and deceive God.
所以你若是不认识神, 希望你今后不要随便地批评基督徒都是假的。
So if you don't know God yet, please do not criticize or judge Christians to be all fake.
我们从祷告。
Let us pray.
主，谢谢你是这么一位伟大的神。
Dear God, we thank you for being such a great God.
谢谢你给了我们这一本宝贵的圣经。
Thank you for giving us such a precious word in your Bible.
让我们对天上地下 有真的知识。
Let us have knowledge of what's on earth and in heaven.
这是巴不得我们这些真正是你儿女的都是爱你爱世人的。
We pray that all of us that belong to you as your children love you and love man.
谢谢你赐给我们这些宝贵的话语。
We thank you for giving us such precious words.
你从头到尾对我们讲, 人没有伟大的。
From the beginning to the end, you tell us that man is not great.
只有一位是伟大的。
There's only one that is great.
就是主耶稣神的儿子。
And that is Jesus, the Son of God.
我们把荣耀归给他。
We give glory to him.
也求主 让我们知道到什么地方去找永生。
Then may we all know where we can find eternal life.
这样子祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.